when I started Sufia, I wanted to set myself apart from the rest of the modest designer. You know, the moment you see somebody wearing a songkit and, you know, with a Sufia flair, it's kind of easy to catch on that that's a Sufia design. Hi, I'm Rina Taha. I'm the owner, creative director of Sufia, and Sufia is the namesake of my daughter. I do contemporary design using traditional songkit fabric for the modest male and female. Sufia was founded purely out of my own needs. So I was wearing the hijab, but I couldn't find anything that was modern enough that fit my daily lifestyle. And of course, being a Malay woman, I am still very much grounded to my cultural roots. Like, how do I make baju kurung work for me? So when I was designing for myself, especially the baju kurung, I was very much into songkit because it signifies the Malay culture. Songkit is definitely the choice because, first of all, it's flexible, it's rich in history, and at the same time, it sets me apart from all other modest designers. Traditional songkit is usually produced to make baju kurung. But of course, me being me, I have to do something else to make it Sufia. So over the years, I have crafted designs that actually embodies our culture and heritage, but at the same time, making it work for today's women or men. So when people come to do outfits with me, it's always having something in mind. For example, a multicultural wedding. So you have a Chinese with a Malay, and she has to get through the outfit from the tea ceremony all the way to the formalization. How do you get to blend two cultures together? But at the end of it, it's always about making the team work with the fabric. So this is Sharil, my male model. So Sharil is wearing something very modern and something that is very popular for Hari Raya as well. He doesn't have to have the something on the outside. So the something that Sharil is wearing, it's something that is below the knee, which is usually for married men. Obviously, now you know his status. So this is a modern cut as well because it's a mandarin collar instead of the usual teluk belanga or cekak musang. This is my model, Fiza. So Fiza is wearing a traditional but still a modern cut. If it's a traditional cut, you don't see the line in between here. You don't see the flap, the folds, and the skirt is an overlap, not mermaid cut like that. That is very suitable to wear for daily basis. So here we have a traditional solemnization outfit. Shari is wearing a bit more formal for groom, which is usually used by the royal families. And I actually do it in an instant version. So the difference of my cekak musang is it's an instant button. So compared to the traditional ones that you have to put in the buttons individually. And for Fiza, she's wearing just a modern cut baju kurung, which is not form-fitting to the body, and with a simple veil to close the whole look together. Proudest moment definitely was designing for our president, Madam Halimah Yacob. Somebody caught me wearing songkit and says that, hey, you know, we have someone who loves songkit just as much as you do. So we got connected from there. I'm glad from there it just goes on for the next few years. I was doing outfits for her. Sufia bespoke piece is supposed to be something that is versatile for you to wear, not just for one occasion. So you could be taking a kebaya like today for Hari Raya, and you could be recycling it so that you can wear it, you know, with almost any bottom to match the top. I just hope that the culture, traditional fabric and outfit can still be preserved because it really matters so much in the mass-produced world. I think it's nice to have outfits that actually brings you back to your ancestors and knowing the history behind it.